The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
And we'll volley that right into Jeff Matthews, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Matthews joining us tonight. Now, Jeff, you've run just about anything and everything that has four wheels. It has ever raced at East Bay, I think, sometimes. Bring us through it from when you started racing until, you know, this February when you really got hot.
We started out about 20 years ago, and we started out in a mini stock, and we ran that for a couple years, and I'll never forget, we wanted to go limited late model racing. Back then, they were called modified stocks, and Roger Krause had his car for sale, and we went to his shop on a Saturday morning, and Jimmy Cathcart was his crew chief, and they were loading the car on a trailer, and I said, hey, I want the car still for sale, and Roger said, yeah, it's for sale. I said, well, I want to buy it. He said, well, we're going to plan on racing tonight. I said, well, if it's for sale, I want to buy it now. Well, Jimmy started pitching a fit. That was his crew chief, and he went bananas, basically. And we ended up buying the car that morning, and we raced it that Saturday night. And we backed it in the fence and tore it all up.
Uh-oh.
And from that point on, we hired Jimmy Cathcart, started working on it for us. And we came out the next week, and we won a feature in it. But, you know, we ran the limited late models for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and we started dabbling in the late models then. And we won a championship in the limited late model, and then we started dabbling in the modified. So now we run just the modifieds and the late models.
But now, I can't remember a year when you didn't win a feature event at East Bay. Has there been one to go by?
I don't think so. I can remember.
There's been at least one, if not a few, three or four. But it's just been pretty awesome. Now, a lot of these folks now today, instead of having to own your own cars, it seems like people come to you and go, hey, can you drive my car? Because you show up in some other cars every once in a while. And help people out, maybe getting them set up or something. But you do drive open wheels and late models, you know, every chance you get.
Yeah, we own our own race cars. You know, we've got, you know, 4 late models and 2 modifieds. But yeah, occasionally we drive for some.
Maybe,
you know,
that's why it looks like
we drive for some other people occasionally. We drive a limited late model. You know, we drove for quite a few people actually around. You know, J.R. Prather was one of the guys that I drove a late model for, and you know, we won one of the biggest races that East Bay's put on here in a long time for like a local Saturday night show. It was a Showdown 100, and we won that driving his car. But we drove a lot of things here.
I'll tell you what.
You won 2 features on the 28th of February, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we won.
Talk about that night.
I can sum that up for you. Jeff was determined.
Determination, huh?
Determination.
Yeah, we came here, you know, we had just lost JR that week, and it was, you know, opening night, and we came here, and we wanted to win for him. So we set out a goal, and we accomplished it.
Well, you know, Jeff, last year we started something at Real Racing USA, which is something we all got started about 3 years ago, and doing all this broadcast stuff all over the place. And last year we did a thing with Pandora Jewelers where we gave away a $4,000 ring to the driver of the year at the Pandora Jewelers driver of the year at the end of the year.
We built a driver every month.
And every month we give away
a driver.
Yeah, every month we gave away a plaque and recognized a driver who did something outstanding during that particular month, which kind of put them in the running for that ring at the end of the year. And this year we're doing the same thing. We have a different company. It's Hildebrand Jewelers, and we have a beautiful championship-type style ring that we'll give away at the end of the year, same thing that we did last year, and it's to recognize the top driver of the year. And last year it was Johnny Collins, who couldn't be beaten on the late models. And, you know, you raced against Johnny, and you know what he did last year.
Johnny's a tough guy to race against.
You know what he did. And anyway, in February, we picked you for your accomplishments as our February Hildebrand Jewelers driver of the month.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. So. I really appreciate that.
They wouldn't put Jeff Matthews sandbagger, but I mean,
yeah. You know, it means a lot for you guys to win the trophy on Saturday night and stuff, but to be recognized. We realize that all the efforts that you guys put into what you do to entertain the fans, we've got a job so we can do this. You know, it's about time that people recognize what you guys do. And every month we're going to pick a driver that'll put you in the running for the driver of the year.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, if racing these cars, you know, you got to have a crew and you got to have a team, and we've got a pretty good crew of guys that work on these things, and they work on them 5 days a week, basically. You know, we've got a shop that we've got 6 cars in, and couple guys that work there full time all week. You know, we got a goal we're gonna try to do this year that I don't think no one's ever done here in the history of East Bay. We're gonna try to win two championships here in two different classes. We're gonna run for, you know, the late model title and the modified title here, and see how we turn out at the end of the year.
Well, there you go, buddy. And I know that even over the last two or three years, I've watched you get in and out and race two and three times a night sometimes. And it's just been awesome. And I know that you do a great job with the fans. They come down. They want to see you. They want to talk to you. They want to be in your pictures. You must have a lot of pictures with a lot of people in them because you got a big family, too, it seems, or a big crew and a bunch of people that hang out with you. But it's really awesome to come to the track and see you do so well, get recognized by the fans who get to watch you every week, and then also get the opportunity to represent East Bay Raceway Park wherever you go. So, I mean, it's pretty cool.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys.
What? You're speechless? Finally?
Yeah.
You can't talk?
Yeah. I don't really have much to say. You know?
Todd, talk about watching him race here. And so, I mean, there's been ups and downs. There's been times when he's been really pissed off at you guys, and there's been other times when he's really, you know, jumped in there and helped out to take care of things around here.
He's been mad at Al more than he has me. But I seen him and Al go toe-to-toe our first year, I believe, in the middle of the infield, and I'm yelling at Al on the radio, just walk away from him, you know, like I would do, right? Just walk away, just walk away. And because typically I will wait till Tuesday and call you Tuesday when we both cool off and talk about it then. But then the upside of Jeff is over the past two or three years, I have seen a definite change for the good as far as driving, and his ability to get around this racetrack has been just totally awesome. I mean, the opening night of this year, you know, he went out and won the modified race in somewhat dominating fashion. Got out of the car, took a picture in Victor Lane, went and got the late model. I started sixth, I believe.
Sixth, yeah.
With two to go, he was running second, and he won by about four car lengths. So, you know, say determination was a key. He was on a rail, but you could tell he was focused. He was on his game, and he was going. There's other nights when I seen him get mad and sit there and say, you ain't going to race at East Bay again, and goes, leans on another car, and 10 minutes later he's in the next feature, you know. So, but all in all, we've had fun. We've become, actually, I would say, pretty good buddies. He'd call and argue with me sometime, and I call and argue with him sometime. So
before we go back to him to talk about this man, I want you to talk about J.R. Prather and what he brought to and the person that he was here at East Bay, because his life outside of his work with the, you know, putting down some asphalt and stuff, was right here. He loved this place. He loved being here. He loved being part of it. And that's got to be a sense of a loss to have lost a gentleman like J.R. Prather Sr.
Yeah, it is a big loss. J.R. was actually a pretty good buddy of mine. He was one of those guys that would be here day up, day down. It don't matter. We're here on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. He's here at 7:30. We leave at 5, he comes in at 6. I mean, you know, he's always been around. He's all, every bit of the paving you see that's out here, he's done it. And he's always helped us. When we first started the go-kart track, he came out here and I would say tried to teach me how to run a grader. we do a pretty good job with it now, but, you know, it took us 5 years to get there. But JR was the first one to come out and help us, you know, move the dirt around and help us get things set up. He's come out and did everything. I mean, he's helped us clean the front straightaway, the walkway, for 5 years in a row, you know. And it's going to be a big loss. He was it's interesting because JR is one of those guys. He was kind of like needed it his way sometime. And if he didn't get it his way, you got a pretty good tongue lashing. But I didn't get too many of them, not like some people did. But absolute great guy. We are going to miss him out here, and he's done a ton of work for us.
He was one of the few owners and sponsors that come to the track on a regular basis that was really a fan favorite because of his involvement with the races when it came to the fan participation races and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. He had half the cars in the fan participation. He put me in a car. He put Kelly in a car. You name it. He put all kind of people
okay,
in a
so
car.
Okay, so his judgment wasn't great.
Exactly, but, yeah. Exactly. And he got bad when I didn't win. I mean, I'm like, he's like, I'm giving away my $100. You need to win this thing. So, you know. But he brought me a car that was a little bit too fast, actually. All we did was spin the tires. But the girls always wanted the front-wheel drive, so I think it was a setup deal.
Now, Jeff, winning an award like this for the month of February alone doesn't do justice for what you have done and raced with JR and stuff, but what was it like racing for this man and having to answer to him whenever you made a mistake, maybe, or being able to know him behind the scenes, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, he was a real good guy. He did a lot for me, as far as racing wise. I mean, he would take his last $100 and buy a tire if I said we needed a tire. He was just that type of guy. He would actually take from where he needed to put his money and put them in them race cars just because he wanted to win. But he was just a good guy. But, you know, like Todd was saying, he was one of those type of guys, if he didn't get his way, you was fixing to get an ass chewing, that's for sure. He was the type of guy, he could cuss you out and about 30 minutes later ask you where you want to go eat dinner at. He was just one of those type of guys.
Yeah, that was always one of the places to go eat in this pit was down at his
Yeah, place. He was always cooking, him and Jan. They brought food every Saturday night. They had the grill fired up. You know, they had pretty much whatever you wanted to drink down there. They were just good. He was just a good man. He's going to be greatly missed.
Well, I tell you what, we'll leave it all at that, because I know J.R. Prather's got a lot of fans out there. A lot of people love J.R. Prather, and we look forward to doing something in his honor, I'm sure, at some point, because it was just such a big part of this track and so forth. But congratulations, my man, driver of the month. You're in the running. You could wind up with a ring at the end of the year. Keep it up. If you keep running for those two championships and you get them, it kind of helps put your hat in the ring a little further, maybe. I don't know. We'll see what's going on. But Todd, appreciate it, buddy, bringing us back and letting us get in here. Never complained about me signing in either week either, so that's good. What do we got next, buddy?
Ain't this a whole lot better than the Snook River Grill?
I'm
telling you.
Huh?
I'm telling you.
It's starting to feel kind of like lug nuts. We just got to get some wings on the
one
ball.
One thing I wanted to say about East Bay, though, is, Jeff said that he's raced here 20 years. Lasker's raced here 20 years. There are no tracks in Florida that have had the same people, families, and generations. You know, they all go by the wayside, but yet they all keep coming back to East Bay. It's amazing. And what attracts you to keep coming back here? I mean, I know you've raced at Ocala and you've raced a few other tracks. I've seen you around. But what is it about East Bay that draws you back? I mean, you've been through several owners here. What is it?
Yeah, you know, we've raced at a lot of dirt tracks all over the place, you know, from Arkansas to Florida, you know, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama. We've been everywhere. And a lot of people don't know, East Bay is one of the nicest facilities that you'll go to. I mean, you'll go to some of these places and they're just... You hear a lot of talk about places, you know, Green Valley, you hear a lot of talk about it, but you go there, that place, it ain't got much to offer. I mean, East Bay is a nice facility. The racetracks, you know, for the most part, is normally a good racing. And you know, something else I like that Todd and I have done this year, we went to the pill draw. You know, the pill draw is, I think, the best thing, because, you know, it kind of discourages you a little bit when you come here every week and, you know, if you win, you get penalized for being good. You know, you got to start 12th when you got that point average deal going on. I'd rather have, you know, the luck of the draw. If I start on a pole, good, I got it. If I start 20th, I had the same opportunity everybody else does. But if you're coming here and you're running good, you don't have that opportunity because you're going to start, you know, further back in the field because they're going to avert you due to your points. You know
that's something that's we've talked about that a lot. It's like with the late models. You go to these late model shows, and I went to a lot of them last year, more than I'd ever done in a year, dirt late model shows. And the one thing that I didn't like was by having qualifying for the starting spots in the heat races. Quite frankly, most of the heat races were like a snore fest. I mean, they weren't very exciting. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And that's because the top cars were all, fastest cars were all starting up front, and it was just over within like that.
I've always liked the luck of the draw, pill draws.
As a fan, it's like a lot better to watch come from the back rather than you start on the pole.
That's why when you pull the 20 pill, we all go, great, going to be a good show tonight. Yeah, baby. All right, guys, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Jeff Matthews, our
Hildebrand
Jeweler.
February
keep that
Driver of the
me.
Month.
Driver of the Month.
Applause. I keep voting for you, Gene.